Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 56, John 6:56, Jesus said, "He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him." Verse 60, "Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, they said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?'" This is, in other words, I can't go along with this. I'm sorry, but no. This is where I draw the line. When Jesus knew it in himself that his disciples, that who? These are not just visitors. These are people, not just the 12 now, but there were many that were called his disciples that had made some commitments. His disciples murmured at it. He said to them, "Does this offend you?" What happened? Man, they were moving along so good. He's preaching. He's teaching. Sometimes half a day at a time. Sometimes all day. Miracles, healings, deliverances, signs and wonders. Man, it was going so good. And then all at once, Only what? What are they offended at? What did they just stump their toe on? And Jesus says, "Oh, does this offend you?" Now, here's something he had to minister to me more than once. If you read the rest of this passage, there were maybe tens of thousands of people who said, "Take my name off the mail list," that day. He did not chase them. He did not try to explain himself. He did not ask them to be patient and give him another chance, because it wasn't him that was failing a test. It was them. Now, if we've missed it, we need to repent and get it right. But we need to be secure. It's insecurity that makes you chase everybody and try to make them like you. Chase everybody. Pastors try to chase their people and scared somebody's going to leave, scared somebody's going to get some of my people. Well, they ain't your people. Yeah. Never were. Yeah. No. If you're doing what the Lord told you to do, if you're preaching what he told you to preach, teach, if you make a mistake, admit it, repent it. But if it's what he said, and they got offended over it, it's their problem, not yours. They're the ones need to repent. We'll see more about that in just a minute, but keep reading. He said, "Does this offend you? Does this offend you?" Verse 64, "There were certain of you who do not believe." I'm reading the Young's literal translation, I guess. "For Jesus had known from the beginning who they are and who are not believing, and who is he who will deliver him up. And he said, 'Because of this, I've said to you, no one is able to come to me if it may not have been given him from my Father.'" Like I said, he didn't chase them. He didn't try to, he said, "Oh, no, I'm not talking about cannibalism. Please, give me a minute to explain it." No. That's why he said he's teaching the others in parables. Why? We live in a generation where there is such a feeling of entitlement. And it's wrong. It's ungodly. And it's not how God works. If you don't respect Him, the beginning of knowledge is the fear and reverence of the Lord. The beginning of wisdom and understanding. If you want to mock, if you want to show attitude, you will remain in your ignorance and death until you decide to give honor to whom honor is due and show some respect. And what happened here? It said he knew from the beginning who believed in him and who didn't. So he had a lot of people who were disciples who didn't really believe in him. As long as everything was going good and there were no issues and there was no pressure, they are fair weather disciples. But the moment there was any kind of pressure and any kind of something to overcome or something they didn't understand, they are ready to quit. Quick to believe lies about him, which showed they were not really hooked. They were along for the ride as long as it benefited them and they liked it and enjoyed it. You'll hear this phrase. Well, in fact, go to Mark 6. This is also in Matthew 13, but go to Mark 6, please. Mark 6. And 2, when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished. And they said, where did this one get these things? What wisdom is that which is given to him that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses and of Judah and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And what? And what? They were offended at him. Now here's something keep your ear open for. When people say, who do they think they are? Oh, they think they're so big. They think they're so important. Is it really that they think too much of themselves or that you don't think enough of them? Now that was worth you combing your hair and coming out. Well, just take it in this example right here. Was it that Jesus thought too much of himself? Huh. What was the problem? They didn't think enough of him. They were judging him after the flesh. Who is he? I know him. I know his mom. I mean, my brother works with his sister down at the convenience store. I mean, we all know him. Who's he? Standing up saying, he's anointed. This is how the devil works. To sow seeds of offense. And the purpose of it is to separate you from the Word. To prevent miracle effects of the seed and the harvest. Say it again.
I'm not ignorant.
Of his devices. Did you hear that phrase? When you hear the thoughts come to you or you hear other people say, oh, they think they're so big and they think they're all that, and that should set up a flag for you. You should go, hold on now. Is it that they think they're so much? Or is it that this person hadn't seen all the results that they want to see, and because of some pressure and effects now, they're quitting and giving up. And so they're actually mad at somebody that does get results, that has gotten results, that saw it through, and instead of taking responsibility, they want to blame somebody else and find fault with somebody else. He said, when they said they were offended at him, Jesus said, a prophet's not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there what? Do no mighty work. You can say it like this. He couldn't. Didn't say he decided not to. He couldn't do any mighty works, save or except that he laid his hands upon a few sick. Some translations say sickly, minor ailments. Because if it was blind eyes and deaf ears, that'd be a mighty work. And healed them. Oh, friend, this is, again, sobering. Even in the ministry of Jesus, with the anointing on his life, with the revelation of the word coming through him, offense stopped the effects of the word of God in these people's lives. It don't even sound reasonable that anything could stop the effects of the word of God. But we're reading the Bible. We need to believe what it says. Go with me to Galatians. We'll see if we can wrap this up. Why was stony ground stony ground? What made it stony ground? Let's review a little bit. Help me out. What happened? Oh, come on. Surely you hadn't forgot it by now. There was a quick but a shallow reception. Had no depth of earth. Luke said it lacked moisture. They didn't water it. They didn't continue to let it grow and develop. This is one of the biggest revelations. It's not just about you hearing a good message and that's the end. That's the beginning. Yes. Right? It's the beginning. You hear a good message, you got revelation, you got excited. If you received it, that seed was planted in you. That's not the end. It's the beginning. You got to pour the water to this. Is that right? You got to keep hearing more anointed word on this same subject. And you got to get that deeper inside of you. If there are no roots, there are no fruit. Why do you need roots? Because the attack's coming. I'm not talking about just attacking the physical. The pressure, the thoughts, the arguments to try to offend you over this thing, to get you upset with somebody, with something, so that you trip and fall and get discouraged and go, this tithing stuff don't work. This sowing and reaping's a bunch of junk. And that's just preachers came up with that to line their pockets. This healing stuff, it's not right. I mean, obviously it's God's will for people to be sick sometimes. We just don't know. No. You're just letting the devil rob you. That's all.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.